Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Fenwick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fenwick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bobby Fenwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fenwick hits a line drive into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Forsh moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack fires over to first and Jones drops the ball. That's an error on Jones. Wynn moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Watson reaches second base with a double. Wynn scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Astros. Bobby Fenwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fenwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Fenwick hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Milner reaches second base with a double. Harrelson moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. Milner tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Astros. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Forsh strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boswell moves to third. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matlack strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Harrelson hits a line drive towards third. Rader catches it and throws to first to double up Mays. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Milner moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Milner moves to third. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fregosi hits a pop-up towards third. Raider settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bobby Fenwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fenwick is 0 for 2 in the game. Fenwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Ken Forsch. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Culver now pitching. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for John Matlack. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cedeno hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Mays moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Milner bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mays moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Fred Gladding now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fenwick fields it and throws to second for the out. Mays scores. Harrelson moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Astros. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. the Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rader hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Rader reaches second base with a double. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rader moves to third. Bobby Fenwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fenwick is 0-for-3 in the game. Fenwick strikes out. One out. Fred Gladding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladding bunts towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader scores. Howard moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Astros. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fenwick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Jerry Grote. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.